Brian, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Sean, and thank you for the promotion to professor, which I don't actually have.
my mistake. Well,
you should tell the Vice-Chancellor.
Well, Brian, now looking at this cancellation that we've seen, looking at this story that we've seen coming out of Vietnam, Australia has not had this kind of warfare on our own soil in living memory. Say what you will about the days of colonialism, but the justifications the Vietnam government were making was that it would cause local outrage to have the memorial service in its original form. What do you make of that?
Look, on the one hand, as somebody has suggested earlier, how do you think Australia would feel if the Japanese wanted to have a memorial to the bombing of Darwin, for example? That would certainly put a whole lot of people offside. There are a lot of sensitivities in Vietnam, of course, about the what they call the American War. And of course, it wasn't a war, actually. It was never declared as a war. It's actually called a conflict.
Mm.
But yes, I think that there are a lot of these sorts of... Can you imagine what would happen, for example, in various places in Europe if the Allies wanted to have various memorials over victories over the Germans, for example? Now, having said all that, you have to understand that in Australia, we have some wonderful military icons. Of course, the Gallipoli campaign, and what is not as well understood or well recognised is the European campaign, which was apparently much worse than Gallipoli itself. But there are significant, humans like to celebrate significant milestones, like 10th anniversary, 25th anniversary, and certainly the 50th anniversary comes up as an important, if you like, icon for people to celebrate. So I can perfectly understand that Australia would like to celebrate the 50th anniversary, because the Long Tan battle was an extraordinary victory for a very small group of Australians over a very large number of the enemy. And yes, it was a difficult, but if you like, glorious time for the Australians. If they hadn't defeated the large forces that had occurred, that had amassed around Nui Dat at the time, then the Nui Dat base would have been overrun completely, and there would have been a very, very different outcome for the Australians under those circumstances. So, in fact, the guys who were at Long Tan were really covered themselves in glory because of what they did. So I have nothing but high regard for the veterans. The thing that I guess I would have to ask is, this has been in the planning for a long, long, long time, and I wondered why the Vietnamese pulled the plug at the very last minute.
Well, I think that is kind of key for a lot of people, why exactly they would sort of wait until the eve of the memorial itself in order to can it. I mean, what kind of effect do you think that has on the veterans now 50 years down the road? The effect that that's going to have for them coming back to the country, being in the country, and then being told, you're not allowed to remember this, you're not allowed to celebrate this, if we call it a celebration.
I think as one of the veterans interviewed on television the other day talked about being, I think it was the minister, talking about a kick in the guts. I think that probably well and truly sums it up. And certainly the interviews that I have seen on media with some of the veterans around Long Tan Day celebration in Canberra, for example, they also had the same kind of attitude. It was a celebration that we would like to celebrate, and it was well and truly in the planning for a long period of time. So any of these sensitivities could have been raised at any earlier stage. And so pulling the plug at the last minute is very dramatic, isn't it? It makes a point, doesn't it?
Certainly.
The thing is, there are a lot of Vietnam veterans who actually have a great deal of fondness for the Vietnamese, and many of them have Vietnamese wives. I've actually interviewed a fellow who, now this is a wonderful story, I don't know how much time you've got, but this is a wonderful story where this fellow actually was in Vietnam and he had, quote, shacked up with a young lady, and she became pregnant. And so what happened was this fellow tried to get her back, and of course they wouldn't let her come back to Australia. Now, he was a regular, and he knew how to pull strings, and instead of waiting back in Australia for 12 months, he actually managed to pull strings and got back there within 6 months. And of course, what has he done? He's met up with the same woman again. And she again falls pregnant. So this time, at the end of his tour, the adjutant realized what was going on. And this is almost like a film script. Realized what was happening and tried to arrange transport for the woman. And she couldn't go on a military transport because she's a civilian. And so she's gone on the bus, and the bus has been attacked by the Viet Minh, and all sorts of drama occurs. But when I finally saw him, they are beautifully, happily married, and they've been happily married for years and years and years, and they have two sons, one born in Vietnam, one born in Australia. I don't think you can get a closer relationship than that.
It sounds like, this should be made into a film from your description there, Brian.
Oh, it's a great story. Well, there are very many great stories when you talk to these veterans, very many, yeah.
Well, just as perhaps a final point, because you've been dealing with Vietnam veterans' health, you've been looking into these sort of things. In terms of mental health, how important do you think it is to the veterans to be able to share their stories and to actually remember these sorts of events and these sorts of happenings?
I think it's essential. I think it's absolutely essential. We know that about 60% of Australian Vietnam veterans don't have PTSD and have never had PTSD, although they may have some symptoms. But, regular nightmares does not a PTSD make. You have to have a whole lot of other problems that occur as a result of it. So of the other 40%, we know that about half of them are still current, so it doesn't relent. And these guys have been damaged by the war, and many of them have been damaged by the war, and it's very important for them to seek the support and, if you like, solace of the people who understood and know what they had been through. In the early days of the Vietnam Vets Counseling Service, the VVCS, one of the issues that they had to face was veterans saying, "Oh, I'm not talking to anybody who doesn't know. It hasn't been there, couldn't possibly know." Well, in fact, I think that attitude is changing, and it has changed a lot, because it's more important that you're a good clinician rather than that you're an experienced veteran. But it is extremely important for these guys to celebrate the sacrifices that other people have made, and that the veterans who are still 50 years down the track are still feeling the effects of the war. And of course, the work that we've been doing finds that it may have ripple effects in the families. We know that from our work that about 50% of veterans' wives qualify for a diagnosis of depression. And most of that is severe depression, and most of that is severe recurrent depression. So when you look at the relationship between the veteran's psychiatric problems and the wife's psychiatric problems, there's a direct link. Depression in the veteran is reflected in depression in the wife. Depression and PTSD in the veteran is reflected in problems with the families. So the effects of war are far-reaching, and unfortunately, do affect a large number of the veterans. Now, of course, this is what's happened after Vietnam, but it also must have happened after World War II. It must have happened after Korea. We just didn't look in the cupboard at the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Brian, thank you very much. Do appreciate your stories and a little bit of insight into this one this morning.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for your interest.
That was Brian O'Toole, Director of the Vietnam Veterans Health Study at Sydney University, speaking with us about the cancellation of the 50th anniversary memorial for the Battle of Long Tan over there in Vietnam. The Australian government has said they are...